Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Makos, and we're holding a parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Edim Nasim Zomin Atshei Zomu Es Atzman. The Edim Zomin do not become Zomin until other witnesses testify about themselves, not about their story. So, Ketzad, what does that mean? Amru Midon Abish Plonish Argus Nefesh. These two witnesses come and say Reuven killed Shimon. Amru Lehen, another Edim come and say, how could you say Reuven killed Shimon on January 1st? January 1st, we were with Reuven all day, or we were with Shimon all day. That is not Edim Zomim, because they did not testify about the Edim. But if they say, how could you testify that you were with us that day? That's Zomim v'naragin al piyam, and therefore they're going to be chayv misa for that, for trying to give Reuven misa for killing Shimon. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, bo acherim v'zimum. If other witnesses come and are mazim in the first set of edim zomim, bo acherim v'zimum, then another set is mazim. That set afilu meya could even go back and forth 100 times. Kulam yeharegu. All the ones who end up being zomim in the end are chayv misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, istasisizu. What do you mean? The obviously there's some sort of plot over here to be in cahoots with each other to save the guy who killed, and therefore we can't trust any of these witnesses. It keeps going back and forth. People keep on having to have been together on that day. So therefore, we only kill the first set of witnesses that will become Edim Zomim if it's more than one group that became Edim Zomim by the same witnesses. We assume that they're just that we can't believe them anymore. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet, we had said that Edim only become Edim Zomim when you testify about the Edim, not when you testify about the potential victim or perpetrator of the crime. And we said in Mishnah Hey that if keeps going back and forth, being mazim them and being mazim the people who are mazim them, etc. So Tanakama holds you kill whoever turns out to be an Edim Zomim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be suspicious that they're in cahoots with each other and that there's some sort of funny story going on over here. And therefore you only kill the first set of Edim Zomim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Vav.